Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk about the Blue Jay basketball. Girls coach Nate Bauman joins us. The Lady Jays are 8-10 on the season and 7-5 now in the Big 7 League, thanks to back-to-back wins and very impressive ones at that, as Sabetha won at Jeff West last Friday night 34-24, and followed that up with a 49-26 win against Prairie LeCompton last night. But the Jeff West game, coach, man, defense has really kind of been there while your offense has been slumping, but holding the Tigers to 24, what a great road win for your team last Friday. What impressed you the most watching your club perform that night?
Yeah, well, it was, we hit a few shots, which was nice to see. Finally, it's been a while, but probably the most impressive thing to me still is in that 5-game losing streak we had. As frustrating as it was offensively, the girls really improved defensively. We went in a stretch there where, early in the season, I thought we need to hold teams in the 40s. And then about Christmas, I thought, well, we need to hold them in the 30s. And during that stretch, we needed to hold them in the 20s. And they just did it. And so that's really a testament to them and to their character, just to keep fighting and know that that's something we can control, even if we can't maybe control shots going in the basket all the time. So, against Jeff West, just a fantastic effort defensively from everybody that was on the court and on the bench, communicating our scout and really kind of shutting them down, and then we just hit enough shots to win it.
Yeah, 11-0. You pitch a shutout in the third quarter. A great night for Emily Krebs, your senior as well, knocking down a few threes and scoring 14 points in that contest. Beat Prairie LeCompton last night, 49-26, and 49 points had to feel really good. You talk about seeing the ball go through the hoop last Friday, but even more momentum, it looks like, and kind of that confidence coming back around for your girls.
Yeah, we hit 7 threes last night, and that's a season high for us. So hopefully that gets us some confidence as we move forward into the stretch run of the season. But, again, it started defensively. And actually in the first half, they were the Dammy girl had 10 points, I think, in the all 10 of their points in the first quarter, and she's really talented. And we didn't do a great job of finding her early, but we did a better job of locking down later. And I think we held them to 6 points in the second half, maybe 6 or 8. I can't remember what it was. And so that was important for us to continue to focus on that end, even while we see the shots go in the basket. Don't relax because shots are going in on the defensive end, but still hold teams into the 20s is what we hope to do.
Emily had another good game with 3 threes, 11 points. Mary Luker, great game, 16 points. But I think I counted up, you had like 9 different girls score in that contest. Obviously got a few more girls involved, able to win convincingly like that in the second half. And now just trying to keep it going, Coach, at Royal Valley on Friday night. You'll host Hiawatha as well next Tuesday. And that's it for the regular season. But I know Substate especially, there's a lot to play for. Your Substate's completely loaded. And you feel positive about the team being able to kind of continue the last couple games now here for the remainder of the season. What's the keys to making that happen?
Yeah, that's what we always want, is to play your best basketball at the end of the season. I think we're getting back to that a little bit now. We obviously have 2 tough games left. There's no easy games in the Big 7, of course. So we got to take care of ourselves over the next couple of games, make sure we're continuing to play good defense and getting good shots for our team. And then, as you head into Substate, we've talked about we've played with everybody in our Substate. We've beaten most of them at some point. And so we know we're capable of competing in that no matter what seed we end up with or where we play, home or road. So hopefully the girls have that confidence and keep that going all the way through the end of the season.
We'll talk more about Substate and have a clearer picture of that next week. Best of luck finishing out the regular season, Coach. Thanks for your time.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Girls coach Nate Bauman. We'll talk Blue Jay boys hoops right after this.